Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Are you in a good mood?
Huh?
Well, Beaver wants me to show you something, but only if you're in a good mood, not if you're in a bad mood.
Well, I had a miserable day at the office and a charming dinner, so I guess I can go either way. A football hat, a sweatshirt with numbers on it, and football pants.
Oh, he said he only wanted the pants if the other fellas get them. Beaver and his friends have formed a football team called the Lightning 11, and he's the captain.
Oh, the captain, huh? Well, I think the captain ought to have pants, even if the other fellows don't. I'll go out in a little bit and have a talk with the old pro.
Me for quarterback, and Gilbert for fullback, because he's the biggest guy. He won't play unless we put him in the backfield.
Hey, Beaver, that's only six guys. How can you call six guys the Lightning 11?
Who ever heard of a football team called the Lightning 6? Anyway, the Lightning 11 is the kind of name that scares guys.
Yeah, who are you guys going to play?
Well, the Grand Avenue Tigers, as soon as they get two more guys.
Hey, where'd they get that name, Tigers?
Rick Rickover's the captain. He's got a shirt with a tiger on it, on account of his father went to Princeton. That's a school.
Hey, Beav, you want that Eddie Haskell and I should coach your team for you?
It'd be neat if you did, Wally. But, hey, he's a mean guy.
Well, I'll do most of the coaching. Eddie just kind of hang around.
But he's the kind of guy that even hangs around mean.
Yeah, I won't let him hang around mean.
Then I guess it'd be okay.
Well, Beaver, I see you want a little football equipment.
Yeah, Dad. You think I could please get some shoulder pads and a helmet with rubber in it so I can bang my head all I want?
Well, I think we can get you a helmet, Beaver, but isn't there something of Wally's around here you can use?
Well, sure. He can use my old football pants, ones I used to have when I was a kid.
Are they clean or dirty?
I think they're kind of dirty.
Well, if they're dirty, I'll wear them, because I don't want to look brand new all over.
You know, Beaver, when I was a boy, we didn't have a lot of fancy equipment. Matter of fact, to make a helmet, my brother and I used to take an old cap and stuff it with newspaper.
Why? I'd sure hate to run into a goalpost with a hat full of newspaper.
Yeah, we'd take cardboard and put it in our knickers for knee pads.
And on the way home, did Rich Slays give you free soup?
What's that?
I saw a movie once where this poor kid was walking down the street and Rich Slays gave him free soup.
Boy, you sure must have had a funny-looking team, Dad.
Well, maybe we were, Wally. But we managed to enjoy ourselves without a lot of fancy equipment.
Does this mean you're not going to buy me this stuff, Dad?
No, Beaver. I think I can get you a helmet and a sweatshirt. I guess today a kid can't even play marbles without a uniform.
Thanks a lot, Dad.
Say, Beaver, about this football team. This is the baseball season, isn't it?
Well, sure, Dad. But he's just a kid. But does he care what season it is?
Oh, are you in here?
Yeah, I'm in here.
Well, I thought you took the boys over to Metzger's Field.
Oh, I did, but I've been back about 15 minutes.
How's the football team coming?
Well, I didn't stick around very long. All the kids gave me that look.
What look?
You know, like I was a father. There's nothing like a Saturday at home. No running down to the office. No phone calls, no teletypes. No people running in to bother you.
That's nice, dear. But there are a few things I'd like you to do for me.
Oh?
The window in the kitchen sticks. The bulb's out in the basement. There's some kind of funny-looking bugs all over the roses, and the vacuum cleaner doesn't work. Oh, and dear, would you run down to the market and get me some wax? I want to do the kitchen floor.
You know, I just can't wait till Monday to get back to that office and take it easy.
Let's go. Whitey, don't you stand over the ball. Crouch down over it.
I'm crouched down up here, but the rest of me won't crouch.
Come on, let's go. Let's get this show on the road.
Okay, you guys, line up.
Come on, snap into it, you clods.
Hey, cut it out, will you, Eddie?
Is it my fault the kid can't get out of his own way?
Come on, let's go, Beef. We're gonna go out for a few passes now. Okay, Gilbert, you go out and cut to the right. 1, 2, 3, hike. Gilbert, I said cut to the right. How come you went left?
I didn't know whether you meant my right or your right.
They're both the same.
Let me show these owls how to do it.
Is that the way we should do it, Coach?
Well, everything up until I fell down. Okay, you guys, let's get under these putts. 1, 2, 3, hike.
I got it. It's mine. All mine.
Hey, Coach, I think you got him overtrained.
Okay, everybody over here. Okay, now, Beaver, you take the ball from Whitey, and then you pretend to give it to Gilbert when he comes through the center of the line. Now watch. 1, 2, 3, hike. And then you pretend to watch the whole play. And then after everybody's sucked in, you take the ball and you run around end and you make a touchdown all by yourself.
Hey, Wooly, that's neat. Hey, when am I going to get to make a touchdown all by myself?
Later, Gilbert, later. Now look, you guys try it. Don't goof up anything, Beef.
Signal set. 1, 2, 3, hike.
Kid, what are you doing? Playing football or looking for Indians? Come on.
Run, B. Okay, come on back. That's going to be our secret play. We'll call it Old 98. Come on, hurry up.
Boy, Wally, these pants of yours are the slowest pants I ever ran in.
Down in the basement, putting in a new bulb.
Oh. Did you look at those funny-looking bugs on the roses?
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
I think they're the funniest-looking bugs I ever saw. Where's the vacuum cleaner you want fixed?
It's in the hall closet.
Hello, Wally.
Hi, Mom. Is lunch ready yet?
We'll be in a few minutes.
Oh, well, would it be okay if I asked Eddie Haskell to stay over for lunch today?
Well, I don't know. Do you want to go to all the trouble of calling him?
Oh, it's no trouble, Mom. Hey, Eddie! It's okay, Eddie.
There, you see, Sam? I told you it'd work.
Hello, Eddie.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Cleaver. Wally and I were just discussing our football practice. One of the plays works very well.
Yes, doesn't it?
Good, I'm going to need a screwdriver. Oh, hello, fellas.
Hi, Dad.
How do you do, Mr. Cleaver? I've been invited to stay for lunch.
Oh, fine. How's the team coming along?
Well, I believe the squad is shaping up.
Yeah, some of those guys are kind of okay.
Well, that's fine. Maybe after a little bit I could come over and give them a few pointers. I played a little football myself.
Yes, Beaver was telling all the fellas on the field how you used to stuff newspapers in your cap.
I meant later on, Eddie.
Of course, Mr. Cleaver.
Where is the Beaver?
Oh, he and some of the guys stopped off at the soda fountain to kind of show off. He'll be along.
Thank you very much for having me to lunch, Mrs. Cleaver. I hope it's no trouble.
Oh, no, Eddie. We're just having chopped egg sandwiches.
That will be delicious. Boy, Wally, chopped egg sandwiches. Can't you talk your mother into something with a little meat in it?
Pipe down, will you, Eddie?
Okay.
Penny, I saw you playing football. I saw you seeing me. These aren't my pants. You got a good team, Beaver. Oh, it's okay. We're going to play the Grand Avenue Tigers.
Are you going to beat him?
Sure. Your brother's on our team. Why don't you ask him?
When I ask him stuff, he hits me.
That's because you're a sister.
Yeah.
Most of the Tigers are bigger than you fellows.
Yeah.
But we got a secret play.
What's a secret play?
That's a play that nobody knows about that always wins the game.
Is it a good secret play?
Sure, my brother made it up. It's called the Old 98. Here, hold it. I get the ball from White, and I pretend to hand it to Gilbert. Then I sneak back. And when nobody's looking, I run around the end and make a touchdown.
Gee, your brother must be pretty smart.
Yeah, he's the one that made it up. But I'm the one that has to do it. Well, I gotta go home now. It's okay, Penny. You can have the rest of it. I'll see you.
Hey, look who's here. Penny.
Hiya, Penny. Where's your dumb brother?
He's not a dumb brother. He plays on the Lightning 11. He's gonna beat you dopey Tigers.
Ah, go on. We'll slaughter him.
No, you won't.
Sure we will.
No, you won't, because they've got a secret play, and Beaver's gonna make a touchdown when nobody's looking.
What do you mean, a secret play?
Well, Beaver pretends he hands the ball to Gilbert, but instead, after everyone's fooled, he makes a touchdown.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's called Old 98. You just wait and see what happens.
How do you like that, Richard? She told us the whole secret play.
Yeah, she's even dumber than her dumb brother.
Hi, Mom. Beaver, what happened? You have two black eyes.
Heck, Mom, that's just stuff to keep the sight out of my eyes.
Why, sure, June. That's just a little coal black under the eyes, like the old pros use.
Well, we couldn't find any coal black, so we used some of Mom's mascara.
Only thing is, it kind of smells perfumey.
Don't worry, B. After you get overheated, nobody will ever notice it.
I'll tell you, fellas, if you wait a little, we'll drive you over to the field.
Gee, Dad, you don't mean you're going to come over and watch me, do you?
Why, of course, we wouldn't miss it.
Don't you want us to?
Heck, Dad, a guy doesn't want his parents watching him play. It'd make me feel funny.
Why, Beaver, we're just proud of you.
Yeah, but what if I fell down and got all bloody? Think of the fuss you'd make.
Yeah, Mom. A guy doesn't want his mom crying and carrying on in front of people, even if he was dying.
Well, of course, if you don't want us to, why, we'll just stay here and wait for the final score.
Well, sure, Dad. You don't have to worry about anything. I'll be there to call an ambulance or a doctor or something.
So long, Dad.
So long.
Dear, how could you let them talk us out of going to the game?
Oh, I kind of remembered how it is. Once when I was a kid, I was in a swimming meet, and my parents attended. We were doing the breaststroke underwater, and during the first lap, my mother jumped up and screamed, "He's drowning!" When I finally came up, I was so embarrassed, I wished I had.
Come on, let's go. All right, now listen, you guys. I want a nice, clean game. I don't want any clipping or punching or biting or like that.
We're gonna wipe you, Beaver.
Yeah, we're gonna clobber you.
Okay, let's go. Beaver's team receives.
Hey, aren't you going to flip for it?
Who's running this show? Just do what you're told, wise guy. Hey, a couple of those Tigers look kind of big. You and I should kind of fizzle a little?
Cut it out, will you, Eddie?
Break it up in here. Come on.
Let's use the old 98, B.
Not yet, Gilbert. We're saving that. Okay, fellas. Now we're going to use...
Look, Mr. Hansen, can you wait just a minute? I'll ask my wife. Thanks. June?
Yes, dear?
I've got Mr. Hansen from the nursery on the phone. How would you describe those bugs on the roses?
Oh, well, they're little green wiggly things, and they have wings, and there's funny little doodads sticking out of the top of their heads.
Mr. Hansen? Well, they're little green wiggly things, and they've got funny little... Mr. Hansen, you better come over and look at them yourself. Yeah, thank you. He'll be over later.
Wonder how the Lightning 11 are doing. You don't think Beaver can get hurt, do you?
No, I don't think so. But I thought I might just sort of wander over there accidentally.
I suppose if I just sort of wandered over, it would be too obvious, huh?
Yeah, I think it would.
Hey, Coach, how are we doing?
Well, you guys have goofed it up, but score's still nothing to nothing. So I guess they must have goofed it up pretty good, too.
Okay, you guys, third quarter.
Hey, Wally, should we use old 98 now?
Nah, I think we better save it until we really need it.
Boy, Wally, if we save it any longer, they'll murder us.
Well, okay, go ahead, use it.
Signal's on! 98! 22! 98! 1, 2, 3, 4, hike!
Bring it up. Come on. Second down. 20 to go.
Let's go, team.
What happened?
I don't know. Something must have gone wrong.
I told you we should have had a baseball team.
Okay.
Hi, Wally.
Oh, hi, Dad.
I just happened to be going by.
Oh, yeah. Sure, Dad.
How's it going?
Well, still nothing to nothing.
Oh. Well, I think I'll just hang around a little if it's okay, Coach.
Well, sure, Dad.
Okay, fellas, let's go.
98, 16, 27. 21,
18, 98. 1, 2, 3, hike!
What happened, Wally?
I don't know. That was our secret play.
That's it. Game's over. Well, there you are, Coach. You had to make your brother the star.
Oh, hello, Dad. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it, Beaver, but don't worry about it. You can't win all of them.
Gee, Dad, we can't win any of them.
Lunch ready for the winners.
Yeah, Mom. But you got anything for the losers?
That's right, dear. The Tigers took us 7-0.
Well, I'm sure Beaver played very well.
Oh, sure, Mom. For the other team.
What?
Yeah, he did sort of fumble it away.
Well, he's just a baby.
Sure, Mom. You know, I just can't figure out what happened on that play.
Well, in competitive sports, Wally, accidents like that do happen.
Warren, tell Wally how you swam the breaststroke and your mother jumped in and saved you from drowning.
Now, that's not the way it happened, June, and you know it.
How did it happen, Dad?
Some other time, son.
Hey, where's the Beaver? Didn't he come home with you?
No, he sort of wanted to walk home by himself.
Poor little dear.
Gee, Mom, I wouldn't call him now when he gets home. He's pretty mad already.
Hello, Beaver.
Hi, Penny.
Did you play football with my brother today?
Yeah, I played football with your brother today.
Did you win?
No, we didn't win.
Then you must have lost.
How'd you figure that one out?
I told the Tigers you'd win. And I told that rat Harry and that rat Richard that you'd win.
Guess you didn't tell them good enough.
Sure I did. I told him you were going to beat him. And I told him that you had a secret play. and you were going to fool them and everything.
You told them all that?
Sure. And they said you didn't have a secret play. And I said, yes, you did. And it was number 98.
Why'd you do that?
Because I like you, Beaver. You're a nice boy.
You know, Penny, you're a real dumb girl.
Beaver Cleaver, you're a horrible mean boy to say a thing like that. And I hate you, and I'll never speak to you again as long as I live.
That's what I get for playing football in baseball season.
Hi.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Mom, you think this tie looks okay?
Yes, it looks all right. You going out tonight?
Well, kinda.
Well, do you have a date?
Well, sorta.
What's the girl's name?
I don't know. Eddie hasn't told me yet.
You mean Eddie's arranging the evening?
Well, he said he was going to get me a blind date. I don't know if he is or not, but I figured I'd put on a tie and go along with him.
Well, I know you'll always act like a perfect gentleman, won't you, Wally?
Well, sure, Mom. I'll be with Eddie.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Where's the Beaver?
I think he's down talking to Dad.
About what?
Well, I don't know, Mom. You know how it is. I have enough trouble minding my own business.
Yeah, Dad. And Nancy said she told Richard and Harry and all the Tigers about our secret play. How could a girl be so dumb as to do something like that?
Well, Beaver, you told it to her in the first place. That wasn't such a smart thing either.
But gee, Dad, I didn't think it was being dumb.
Well, son, I think you've learned something here. Never tell anyone anything you don't want repeated.
But gee, Dad, I like to talk to people. How can I talk to them if I don't tell them stuff?
Well, it's all right to talk to people. But if you're trying to keep a secret, you must be on your guard.
I guess you gotta be more on your guard with girls than you do with fellas, huh, Dad?
Well, yes, but there's no need to tell your mother I said that.
Well, don't worry, Dad. We're a couple of guys that can tell each other stuff.
There you are. Well, Beaver, what have you been discussing with your father?
Nothing, Mom. We were just talking like the two of us were men.
How do the students in Mayfield advance from grade to grade each year? The old-fashioned way, graft. They must give the teacher gifts at the end of every year or suffer the unspoken consequence. Stay tuned for Last Day of School, next on TV Land.